Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shiurim HaDaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in our second Shiur on Masechet Horayot in the middle of Daf Bet, Amud Bet, taking a look at the end of Mishnah Aleph Zeha Klal and the rule that was given at the end of the Mishnah, HaTolebi Atzmo Chayav and HaTolebet Beitin Patur. HaTolebi Atzmo Chayav, what's that coming to add? Anytime you have a rule and then as an example and then it's followed by a rule, it's because there are other cases besides the example it applies to. It's there to even include somebody who just generally disregards hora'ah, meaning if a guy generally doesn't pay attention to Beitin, and Beitin rules something's mutar in error, and he follows it, he does that, he's still chayav because he generally disregards the Beitin. Toleb Beitin is patur latuye. What's that? Horu Beitin viadushta uvachazur bahen. A case where Beitin erred in their decision. And they realized it, and they retracted it, and this fellow didn't get the news of the retraction and acted on it. He's still patur. Now, habahedik taniva, that's the next Mishnah, which we'll see in the next podcast. The answer is taniva hadav mfarish. So in our Mishnah, they alluded to it, and then in the next Mishnah, they explicate it. Now, amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel. Zudivar Rav Yehuda. Most of the rest of what we're dealing with today will be focused on identifying who the author of our Mishnah is. So Shmuel says that our author is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim disagree. That if the Beit Din issues a ruling and an individual acts based on it, it's an error, he's still chayav, the individual is chayav, to bring a korban. Now, my Rabbi Yehuda, what source do we have that Rabbi Yehuda said this? The Tanya. Im nefesh ha-chatach tavish kaga ba'asota, the parsha of chatat, harei l'gimu miyutim. It says nefesh achat techeta ba'asota. Each one of those identifies an individual, meaning only this one. One of those miyutim is ha'osayim piatzmo chayav orat beitin patur. You only chayav, you did it based on your own understanding, not based on the beitin's mistake. Now that's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know that that's Rabbi Yehuda until a little bit later, but for right now, arguendo will accept. My Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's position? Tanya, dain ani omer miyut kahal shechatu chayavin. If a minority of the tzibur violates the law, then they have to bring a korban. She'in beit din v'in ali dan par, because beit din does not ever bring a par for the minority. But rov kahal shechatu yupturin. Maybe if a majority of the community sins, they're exempt. Sharei beit din v'in ali dan par, because beit din, after all, would bring a korban if a majority of the community sinned based on their action. Talmud lomar on the ruling. Talmud lomar mi'ama aretz. Therefore, the Torah says that if a person sins, Miyama Aretz Pasota, Filu Rubava, Filu Kula, even if a majority, even if the entire community sins, still they're Chayav. Now, Bimai, what's the case? That what that means, according to Rabbanan, if Beit Din issues such a ruling and a majority or all of the community of the Kahal, the nation, follows it and acts on it, then the Beit Din has to bring a Korban, but everybody else is still on the hook. Now, what's the case here in this Braita? Ile Mishigat Masa, if we're talking about a case where the community just did it based on their own mistake. So Beit Din Ma'avitai, why would you even say Beit Din is Chayav or Patur? Beit Din didn't do anything here. There's nothing for them to be Chayav about that you would suggest such a thing. In other words, why mention the Beit Din's exemption in this case? So that can't be the case. Shalom Baharat Beit Din, Beit Din Mimaiti Shalom Baharat. Beit Din don't bring a korban if they didn't issue a ruling. Ela Baharat, the case must be where they issued a ruling. V'haki Tiv Miyama Aretz, B'shingat Masa Uruchtiv, but that phrase, Miyama Aretz, isn't written in the Parsha of Beit Din issuing the ruling. The phrase, Miyama Aretz, is written in the Torah in the context of the individual doing a chait because he made a mistake. So how could you use that pasuk to prove the point? So Ela V'haki Kamar, really the bright is a little more complex. Meaning if a minority of the people sinned based on the fact that they made their own mistake, not based on a ruling. They all thought this meat was Shuman Zalch et Chelet. Why then the Chayav? Why? Because even if the Beit Din would instruct, Beit Din would not bring a par if only minority followed it wrongly. Hahein Chayavin. The implication is that the people are Chayav. I might think, though, that if 80% or 60 or 51% of the Kahal did the same sin just because they all made the same mistake without a ruling, they'd be patur. After all, because after all, if they did it based on instruction, Beit Din would bring a korban for them. Tamalomer miyama aretz. Therefore, it says if anybody does the sin, afilu rubo, even if the whole community does a sin, they still have to bring a korban. All right, so we see that that position holds, at least, that even when the Beit Din issues a ruling, the final conclusion is that the individuals who act based on that ruling still have to bring a korban. So Amar Papa, Mimar Papa says, who says that that's what it means in the Braita? Dimalohein v'lo Beit Din. Maybe in such a case, everybody's off the hook. Maybe they don't have to bring a korban, and Beit Din doesn't have to bring a korban. So Yachim, Ma'ir Yadikimahadu Aruba L'chiyuva. So then why in the Braita are we mentioning, invoking the fact that when there's a majority, there's a chiyuv? Doesn't that prove that we assume that when a minority of the community acts based on the Hora of Beit Din, that the Beit Din is still exempt, and that they have to bring a korban? That's what we're mentioning. So why don't they just in the beginning of the Braita mention the fact that if a minority of the community makes a mistake on their own, they have to bring a korban? And then mention that at the end. In the end of the Braita, if majority do it, they're still chayav. The fact that they don't invoke and even bring up in the argument the issue of a minority of the community acting based on their own mistake, but at the end, they do mention the majority of the community doing it. So what does that tell you? If a minority of the community acts based on the Hora of Beit Din, they still have to bring their normal korban chayev chatat, unlike our Mishnah. And if it's shelo b'hora, then they're chayav, even if it's a majority of the community. Okay, now, that's another braita in which it seems pretty clear from the braita, that if the Beit Din issues such a rule, that if a Beit Din issues such a ruling and a minority of the community acts based on it, those people are all chayav to bring a korban, unlike our Mishnah. So now, mechti tavayos stami tanan, but both things that you mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, don't have Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim listed. How do we know who said what? Why are you saying our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Mimai de kamait Rabbi Yehuda batrait to Rabbanon. Who says that this lays out like that? Maybe it's the opposite from somebody else. So the answer is, man shamat le darish miuti ki haigavna. Who do we know who darshans miutim like that? Who we remember in the first Braita we said, Me'am, Ha'aretz, Nefesh, Techata, Ba'asota, three miyutim, Nefesh Achat, Techata, Ba'asota. Who darshan is like that? Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda famously said, Zot Torah Ta'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Harelu Shlosha Miyutin, Zot, Ha'ola, and He. And he learns it for whatever he learns it for, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'itema, or the other possibility is, Adayin Ani Omer, in the middle of the second Braita, Lomatzin Mokma Lak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda couldn't be the author of the second Braita. Why? Diktani Rov Kahal Shechatu Beit Din Mevin Aiden Par. What does it say in the second Braita, the big one? It says that if the majority of the community sins, then the Beit Din brings a korban sort of for them or as a result. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that position. Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see later on in the parak, Amar Tzibur Hudamait. Beit Din Lod. No, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, if you have majority of the community, seven of the tribes did this sin. Each tribe has to bring their own sin. The Beit Din doesn't bring it. The tribes do. The Kahal mentioned in the Pasuk is not Beit Din. It's the Shvatim. So Rabbi Yehuda couldn't be the author of that Braita. Okay, so now we've settled that that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbanan. But now, Shmuel, there's another version of Shmuel. This is Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel as saying, Zudiver Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is Rav Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir. Chachamim Omrim Yachid Shasabarat Beit Din Chayav. Well, that we've got. My Rav Meir and my Rabbanan. Where'd you get the idea that Rav Meir says that and Rabbanan say that? Tanya, Horu v'asu, if Beit Din issued a ruling, and they acted on a mayor poter, a chachamim mechayvin. Sounds exactly like the our Mishnah versus chachamim. A mayor says, if you act based on the ruling, you're patur. So the question is, man asu, who is it who acted in this braita? Ilem a Beit Din, if you think it's Beit Din themselves who acted, so why tell Rabbanan to mechayvin? Why would Rabbanan say that they're chayav for their own act? After all, Vatanya, Chol Horu Beit Din, Rasu Beit Din, Yuchul Yuh Chayavin, I might think that if Beit Din themselves are the only ones who acted based on the ruling, that they'd be Chayav, Tamlo HaKahal V'Yasu. The Pasuk says that it has to be the nation that acts. Masa Talui BeKahal, it has to be that the people act, V'Ratli Beit Din, and the instruction has to come to Beit Din. Everybody's got a role to play here in this mistake. So that can't be. Elo Horu Beit Din, Rasu Rov Kahal, it must be that in the Braita, Beit Din issued the ruling, and majority of the community acted. If that's the case, then my Torah Meir Potter, why would Rav Meir say Beit Din's Patur? because then there's no case for the chayav, and they are chayav. Lavaru beitin rasumi ukalin. Must be the only thing that's left is beitin issued the ruling, and a minority of the people did the sin. And Remeir is the one who says they're patur, just like our Mishnah. This is the machloket. That's exactly the machloket, whether our Mishnah or not. So this version of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda's version of Shmuel, was the first one said our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman's version of Shmuel says our Mishnah is Rav Meir. But Rav Papa puts out the rest. Says Rav Papa, the kolei mechicha sabarat beitin patur. Everybody agrees, and now it's knocking everything out, that if the individual acts based on harat beitin, you're patur. He's not saying this about Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Meir and Chachamim are disagreeing about something else. Does the Beitin, if they also act, do they count towards a Merov? Marsav Beitin Mashlim Merov Tzibur, that Chachamim say that they're Mashlim, and therefore you would now have a Rov that did it, and then Beitin is Chayav. Marsav Ein Beitin Mashlim Merov Tzibur, and then they're Patur, because you don't have a Rov Tzibur if they're the exact number that's going to make the difference. It's possible that it would work as follows, that if Beit Din did the instruction and a majority of the community acted based on this, and that's what's talking about, and then who are the Chacham disagreeing with their mayor? It's Rabbi Shimon. And his formulation, which we'll see later on, the Tzibur brings and the Beit Din brings. Okay, and that's and so that's what Chayav mean here. So it could be the Chachamim here is Rabbi Yehuda. Now we've got a real twist. That we're talking about a Shevet that acted based on its own Shevet Beit Din instruction. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see the opinion of Shimon Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir, who says that if you have six tribes, but population-wise it's a majority, or seven, even though they're minority, then that's still called Rove, and that's Rabbi Shimon Elazar quoting Rabbi Meir, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishmo, Mishmo Rabbi Meir, Chat'u Shisha, Min Rosh HaKal HaShiva, V'Misha In Rosh HaKal HaChayavin. Good. U'amar Ravasi, U'vahora HaLecha. Okay, so that is several attempts as to explain this Breita that Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel as saying was the key to understanding our Mishnah. Who are the Chachamim who disagree with the mayor, and what is it they're disagreeing about? Now, a new piece. In this case, what constitutes a majority? The answer is a majority of Jews living in Israel. This is when Shlomo had this 14-day dedication, 7 days and 7 days. The Beit HaMikdash, V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol. That's the borders, the Tnei Adonai Eloheinu. Shivatim Shivatim Abbasayom. Now Mechtiktiv Chol Yisrael Imo. It says all of Israel was there. Kahal Gadol Vochamat Nacham Yisrael Normally. Why does it say a great community that comes from all the way from the Vochamat up in Syria down to Nacham Yisrael? Maybe Wadi El Arish. Shmamina Ahani Hu Dikri Kahal. The answer is that's who's the Kahal. Vahanachlo Dikri Kahal. People outside of those borders aren't called Kahal. They don't count towards that. So now that's as far as Ravasi's halacha. Now new piece. Pshita. Merubin v'nit ma'atu, and we have later machloket in the third parak between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan about what happens if, let's say, a Kohen Gadol did a chait before he became Kohen Gadol, and then became Kohen Gadol, and then became aware of it. Rabbi Shimon says he's pater from any korban because his status changed. Kohen Gadol has a special chatat, and because his chait was in one status and his awareness in another status, he falls between the cracks. So now what happens for Beit Din? If when they issued the ruling, you have majority of the Kahal acted based on it. But then by the time they figured it out, some of those people had died, other people had been born, and now the people around who sinned is now a minority. So now Hanuputu Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, that's exactly Machloka Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, about whether we follow the point of sin or the point of awareness. Muatin v'nit Rabu Mai, what happens if on the other hand you have a minority when they issued the ruling, and by the time they realized it, now those are a majority of the people. So, Mili Pligi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, would you flip it and say Rabbi Shimon would now say Chayev? So, the answer is Rabbi Shimon, Azobatu Yedim Chayev, maybe Rabbi Shimon says, all I care about is the moment of awareness. Rabbanan Azobatu Chata Patrin, Rabbanan say it only goes after the point of the sin, and at that point it was a minority. The Beit Din are off the hook. Oma, Olo, so my, the Tisbra, think about it. Aimer Hashem, Rabbi Shimon, Azel Apatidia, all we know about Rabbi Shimon is he says the moment of Yediyah also counts. Hey, Rabbi Yediyah v'chata v'chiyu, v'yediyah v'chata mishamat le, but he certainly doesn't say, when all you have is awareness, but the sin was in a different status, that's not enough. Ken leiti kihashta, because otherwise, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, he should bring, like his new status, if Yediyah is all that counts. And he says he's pater. Shemar chatav Yediyah boy, he says you need both. Okay, bayalu, the question is asked, Haru beitin, chelev mutar v'asumiyut kahal. So beitin issued a ruling that a certain kind of chelev is okay, a mute did it. Chazur beitin, bayan v'horu v'asumiyut acher. So beitin retracted it, and then they made the same mistake. And then another minority did it. Do we compile the two minorities to make a majority in Beis Din's chayiv for their korban? Okay, when the shtei yediyot ninu, lo min starif, maybe because it's two different mistakes and lacks of awareness. That's not min starif. But since they're both chelev, maybe they're min starif. So now, v'imtin slomer, if you say they are min starif, k'ni idi v'idi chelev u'min starif, miyut b'chelev sha'al gabea keva, miyut b'chelev sha'al gabea dakin. If the first ruling was about one kind of chelev and the other was another kind of chelev, we'll get to this in mahu. Then do they combine? Hachavare came in to trade cry kati. After all, they're interpreting in each case a different pasuk wrong. Lo mitzarif, so maybe it doesn't join. Odilma came in to idi vidi chelev hu mitzarif, because since it's all chelev, maybe it's one thing. Tim salom Hashem chelev hu mitzarif. If you say that chelev is all chelev, so mir b'chelev mir p'dam. What if the first ruling was about chelev and the other one was about dam? Hacha vadai yitrei isuri ninu. Here is two separate isurim. And any isurin shavel lo mitzarif. And they're not even mitzarif. One's kazayit, one's revit. Odilma came under korbanan shavet because they have to bring the same korban chatat mitzarif. Tim saloma kevan de korbanan shavet mitzarif. If you think that that works because they bring the same korban, what about mir b'chel mir pavor kochavim? After all, for chelev, you bring a regular kisba. And for avor kochavim, it's specifically a si'ira. Mahu hachavada in isuran shavet and korbanan shavet. Chelev and Avodah Zarah are two totally separate things. The korban's different. Well, Dilma came into Idi V'Idi Karet too, but Mezid, in both cases you get Karet, Mim Tzarif, and the answer is Teku. Perhaps Teku to all of them. Of course, in the Rambam's read, the only one would be Teku would be the last, and every other one, the fork that we followed in the argument, would be the Halacha. Now, Ibayaluhu, Horu Beitin, Shechelev Mutar, Vasum Yud Kahal. So again, Beitin issued a ruling, and a minority acted based on it. Umet Oto Beitin, all the members of that Beitin passed away. Another beitin comes in, and they made the same mistake, and another miut did it. Now, the question is not about the beitin. I'll leave it among them, beitin mighty loti ba'ilach. If you say that beitin would bring a korban in such a case, you're certainly not going to ask, because the original beitin is not around. This beitin only caused the minority to sin. Nobody brings the korban for beitin. But if according to the Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Sibur has to bring, not the individuals, that Sibur has to bring, my Tzibur Hakai. After all, Tzibur is alive. Odilma Yedira Beitin Dehorubayinan. Maybe we need to have the Beitin that issued the original ruling still around, and their new awareness has to be there that they made a mistake. The answer is again, take. Now, Rabbi Yonatan says a very strange thing. He says, Me'ashesh Shulorot. Let's say you say have 100 people sit down to give Horah. Not 70, but 100. Ein Chayavin Ad Sheru Kulan. All 100 have to instruct and make the same mistake. Shenemar. Him call adat Yisrael Yishku. Why does it say call adat Yisrael? Achi Yishno Kulan. They need Yishku Kulan. They need all 100. All of them. Why? Now, Amar of Hunabreder of Yoshaya. Hachina Mistava. I think it's right. Why? B'chol HaTorah Kula Kamal Ruva Kuchulo. Everywhere else in the Torah, we say Rove is considered call. V'hachaktiv call adat. Here it says call. So it must mean Rove isn't enough. You need everybody. Whoever Chachafiloin Mea. And therefore, even if you have 100, 200, 1,000, they all have to make the same mistake. Now, wait a second. We saw in the first Mishnah, and we're going to see this later on, that if, this we saw in the first Mishnah, that if one of the members of the Beit Din knew that they made a mistake, if he acts based on his own understanding, he's chayav. If some other person does it, even though he was there and he knew they were wrong, that other guy's pater, because he was based on beitin. But you don't have a consensus because he disagreed. Maybe that guy who disagreed didn't vocally disagree. Maybe he nodded his head as if he agreed. He never said yes, but he never said no. So as far as everybody else is concerned, it's everybody else agreed. Everybody agreed. So Toshma, Horu Beitin, this is later on, V'adai Echad Mehen, He stood up and said, you're wrong. Re'elu p'turim, they're potter. Tama the Marlan Toinatem. It's only because he got up and said, you're wrong, p'turim. Hashatik mishtak if he's silent, chayavin. V'gamer lahora. You say that that's a full hora. And then Beitin is chayav. V'amai halohu rukulan, but they didn't all agree. So Amriachin, I'm going to Yachin Virosho. Yeah, shtika here means he nodded his head and it gave the impression that he was going along. He just didn't want to disagree. So Meitir Amishashaya, he's going to challenge the source of this, which is the extra word kol. This is something we dealt with a lot in Avodah Zarah just recently, which is you do not make a gzera on the tzibur unless a majority of the community can live up to it. What's the pasuk? And this is critical. You are cursed, the entire nation. Because it says kulo. And still, ruba kachul adami, and we say a majority is enough to make it cold. So, tiyuf to Rabbi Yonatan. So, Rabbi Yonatan's been knocked out, because if Rabbi Yonatan's source is the extra word kol, here we find another case where the text goes out of its way to say kol, and we still say it means rove. Meaning, we don't start with the assumption that rove is always kachul, and the extra word kol makes it really 100%. No, it's always still rove, tiyuf to. So, the Michael adat to kam rachmana. So, if that's the case, why did the Torah say kol adat Yisrael yishku? They all have to be there for it to be a hora. If not, then it's not a hora. They all have to be present. So I remember Shua. Parenthetic thing, we saw this in Sanhedrin. If you have 10 people sitting bedin, kolar talui b'tzavar kulan, they've all got a noose around their neck. It's tremendous responsibility. Pshita. It means even if you're a student sitting there and you hear something wrong, you got to speak up. When he would go out to Beitin, he would bring 10 tanoim with him to join him. So that they would reach the board up on the beam. And the idea was that he wanted to sort of share the responsibility. He didn't want to carry the responsibility on his own. In other words, so that they should only have a tiny little bit of the beam on each one of them. In other words, instead of one guy carrying the entire beam on his own, and it's a mashal. The idea is that he shouldn't have to carry the whole responsibility for the hora'ah. Rav Ashi, Kavim Maiti, Trefta Lekame, when he would bring a trefa to see an animal, that see it's a trefa, which is a very expensive issue, Maiti Asar Tabchim Matamachse, he would bring 10 slaughterers from Matamachse, his town, Motiv Kamei, Kechdim Tin Shiva Mikshura. Again, he wanted to say, let's all share the burden. I don't want to take this responsibility on my own. Just a little piece of Agadah here about the significance and the gravity with which we have to deal with Din. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Bet, and Mishnah Gimel together in the next podcast.